AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump himself won't say it, but his campaign is now declaring that the Republican presidential candidate believes that President Obama was born in the United States. Democratic rival Hillary Clinton noted that Trump, in an interview published in the Washington Post, refused to say whether he believes Obama was born on U.S. soil.
He was asked one more time, where was President Obama born? And he still wouldn't say Hawaii. He still wouldn't say America.
Hours after she spoke to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, Trump campaign spokesman Jason Miller issued a statement that suggested the question had been settled 5 years ago by Trump for getting Obama to release his birth certificate. Well, Trump was back campaigning in New Hampshire, where he won the Republican primary, predicting that he'll win in November.
We're going to win New Hampshire, and we're going to win back the White House, and we're going to make America great again. Remember that.
A House committee report is condemning NSA leaker Edward Snowden. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
The report from the House Intelligence Committee says the full scope of the damage caused by Snowden is still unknown. It disputes his claim that he's a whistleblower who acted out of privacy concerns. The committee chairman calls Snowden a traitor, and the panel's report says most of what he stole has nothing to do with individual privacy, but instead pertains to military defense and intelligence programs that are of great interest to U.S. adversaries.
More than 2 years after Washington State launched legal marijuana sales, it's planning to test pot for banned pesticides more regularly. It's spending $1 million on new equipment. This is AP Radio News. Authorities say a man who was shot and wounded by police on a crowded New York City street after he struck an off-duty detective with a meat cleaver was initially stopped because he was trying to remove a boot from a vehicle he was apparently living in.
The detective was struck in the head by the cleaver, causing an approximate 6-inch gash from his temple about down to his jaw.
The shooting happened about a block from Macy's department store in Madison Square Garden around 5 p.m., just as rush hour was getting underway. Police in Orange, California say the father of former NASCAR driver Robbie Gordon strangled his wife and then shot himself in their home. Gordon says he's heartbroken over the deaths of his father and stepmother.
I just want to say I'm so sad and I can't believe it. And there will be. The truth will come out what went down there. And personally, I will explain it to you once the coroner tells me I can.
Thursday night football saw the Jets beat the Bills 37-31. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.